George Bennett is doing time in Stillwater Prison for murder. He's 26 and is facing another 2 decades behind bars. He's also the author of a story called Free One Day, Serving Life the Next.
So I say to all you youngsters out there who want to be hard or cool by drinking and smoking weed, that you better think again, because one minute you can be on the streets having fun, and the next minute you can easily be serving time in prison.
It's just one of the stories and poems in the anthology, It's Never Too Late, created by 31 inmates at Stillwater and Shakopee prisons. The aim is to inform and perhaps scare at-risk kids about the lonely, dehumanizing world of prison, a world they may be headed for. 28-year-old John Garner is doing 20 years for assault. He wrote a poem for the book called This Thing.
This thing, all things, devours birds, beasts, trees, flowers, gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stone to meal, slays kings, ruins towns, and beats high mountains down. That thing, my friend, is time.
Garner says time will break the strongest man in prison. He plans to send a copy of the book to his daughter, who will soon be a teenager, in hopes of making an impression. The book is going to be distributed through social service agencies that work with at-risk kids. Some kids have already read the book. Boys Totem Town, a juvenile correctional facility in St. Paul, got advance copies. Totem Town's Tracy Jackson gave the book to a couple boys she works with, and they told her it opened their eyes.
Other people, maybe aunts, uncles, other family members told them, well, yeah, if you go to jail at a young age, you could be, you know, all the things that we hear happens to younger inmates. But they said this is hitting more home. You know, and this, the little things. You know, one of the inmates talking about being able to go into the refrigerator, getting a Coke. I couldn't be able to do that.
The book was the brainchild of Pauline Girasi, a literacy teacher at the Stillwater Prison.
I'd like to give the guys something meaningful and real-world hands-on to do besides just studying out of books and taking tests. And I also wanted to look for a way to involve them in the community. And I think this was a great way to do that.
Publishing the book cost about $6,500 and was funded by a grant from Education Minnesota and a private contributor. The book is illustrated with the inmates' drawings and paintings. One inmate drew the inside of his cell and called the piece My Home, Your Home, a barren small space with a bed, toilet, sink, and a couple shelves for toothpaste and soap. Another illustration shows a shadowy woman with a far-off look on her face, accompanied by the words, We left our women behind and alone. Next to every author's name is their prison number. Anthony Davis, prisoner number 179474, wrote a poem called In the Belly of the Beast.
In here is darker than the darkest nights. You keep your eyes closed tight as if glued, running and hiding from your fears and slithering frights. In the belly of the beast until I'm released. Believe me, this is not the place to be, not for the least.
But it is the place inmate Carl Wellesley will be for at least the next 18 years. An artist before he went to prison, he did a lot of work on the book, including the cover design.
The piece is entitled Soul Locked Down, and it's basically my interpretation of life behind bars. It's chaotic, it's confused. It really takes some effort to decipher what goes on and how to deal with getting through each day and surviving the time.
Wellesley says the inmates want to help kids in trouble by having them read what it's like to be in prison instead of going to prison.
I can't expect that we could get them all, but if I can turn one life around with this, to me it represents the one life that I took away to come here.
The new book by Minnesota prison inmates is called It's Never Too Late. I'm Patty Marsicano, Minnesota Public Radio.